What do you see is a ketchup crate. Nothing special about it, right? I mean, how could something like that be art? It certainly isn't fine art. It's something from a movement called pop art. This came from Great Britain in the 50s, and it's strayed away from the art style that had been used before that time, focusing less on the art itself and more on the feelings and emotions that went into the creation. A large part of this art movement was to design pieces in the style of current popular advertising or corporations, like the Heinz box. And this particular box is part of a series of various product containers like Campbell's soup, Kellogg's cereal, and Brillo soap, and of course, this Heinz box. Its creator, Andy Warhol, was asked about the piece. When asked about it, he said that he wanted to make something ordinary, thus the kind of factory-made, plain, or perfect appearance. It's just something people see every day. This isn't as relevant to our time period, but when Warhol was alive, the boxes like this, they were just everyday items. Because of that, this piece was set apart from the animated and dramatic styles of art in the pop art movement. It replicates the monotony and sameness of industrial production. Even Warhol himself made this with an industrial assembly line method, using silkscreen printing to quickly make large amounts of the boxes. It's so much different than your average painting that was made meticulously by an artist. There's so much more if you take a closer look, though. It just looks like a shipping container, but in reality, it's kind of just a facade of a box. It just gives the impression of one. Could it be a commentary on the industrial gold standard? Maybe it is. In my opinion, the Heinz tomato ketchup box is not exactly an expression of Warhol himself, but more of an expression of society. The fact that it's just a plain box, something that would have been somewhat of a norm, I think is the most important aspect of this piece. It shows the monotony and sameness of the industrial world, as opposed to the vibrant and expressionistic world of the artists that Warhol lived in. Having a plain box gives the impression of being perfect or unblemished, but as you look closer to the box, you notice small imperfections like an off-center stamp, chipped paint, or other marks. I think that some of this roughness is intentional. The industrial factory line creates things that are very much the same, but in reality, they have their own small differences and imperfections that you have to find in them. They're the things that make them individuals and unique from the rest. In a sense, it's kind of like people.
This has been Eli with another Bulldog Podcast.